Hi, I'm Dan Hamhuis. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit CanucksAutism.ca/support.
Remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scahuya, Talib Tim, who must we must deal.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This show is called Femme Concept, normally hosted by myself, Eleanor, and my co-host, Erica. She is not here today. I'm all alone. I'm going to do my best to not talk too awkwardly to myself in between the songs that I play. Thanks for tuning in. The track that I started things off with was called Wild One by Colleen Green off of her album I Want to Grow Up, which comes out in physical format this Tuesday, February 24th. Very exciting. It's her third record, probably the most accessible one, kind of the most polished compared to her last two. She was just here actually playing opening for Sunny in the Sunsets a couple days ago. I missed that show, but I'm sure it was a good one. Yeah, lots of good stuff I'm going to play today. Very exciting announcements. We've got Fun Drive happening starting next Thursday. So the show Femme Concept next Friday, February 27th, will be our very first Fun Drive show. For those of you who don't know, Fun Drive is a week-long fundraiser that CITR does every year to raise money for various projects around the station. And this year we're raising money to digitize a bunch of our old reel-to-reel recordings, as well as to create a brand new fancy website that integrates CITR and Discorder content. It's going to be really exciting. Fun Drive is a good time. So I'll get into a little bit more information about that later on. And maybe play, I found a podcast from one of the shows that I was doing last year during Fun Drive. Maybe play a little bit of that to give you a little bit of a taste of what it's like during Fun Drive. But I'm going to play some more music right now. I'm going to go to a track by the band Slut Ever. They're from LA. Colleen Green is also from LA. Forgot to say that before. I'm going to play the track I Miss America from the album Almost Famous.
Porch that oh.
All right, that was the track Maybe Baby by the band Tulips from LA, and presents a perfect opportunity to talk about what we play here on Femme Concept. That track was not actually FemCon, screwed that one up, but here on Femme Concept, Erica and I play music that is known as FemCon, and in order for a song to be FemCon, it has to fulfill, the people making the music have to fulfill 2 of 4 categories. So the song has to be written by a female, composed, the lyrics have to be written by a female, the song must have been performed by a female, or produced by a female. So that is what we play. And so a track like the one I just played, though the band Tulips has women in it, and they played the instruments and performed it, the original song was by Buddy Holly, who is a man. And so, and it was also, the song was also produced by men. So technically, it's not FemCon, if you're going to be really technical about it, which is interesting. Kind of, it's kind of weird to think about these things sometimes. Stuff that you might think is FemCon isn't technically, but then other stuff, you might hear a band that appears to only have men in it, but maybe the song was written by a female and produced by a female, and then it would be FemCon. So, very interesting. Before that track, we listened to the song I Miss America by the band Slut Ever. Lots of stuff coming from LA. Lots of good music comes out of that place. All right, so continuing along, I'm going to play a band from Brooklyn, New York. And this band is called Eula, and this is song I'm going to play is off of a 7-inch that came out back in July of 2014. This track is called Meadows. We'll be right back. That was the track Promethean Gaze by the band Warehouse. And before you heard the song Orderly by the band Eula, I said I was going to play the song Meadows, and I did before that. But then I liked it so much that I played another one. So yeah, those were both on the Orderly 7-inch that Eula put out earlier, back in the summer of 2014. You are tuned in now to FM Concept here on CITR Radio. My name is Eleanor. Normally I'm joined by my co-host Erica, but she is not here today, so I am kicking it solo. The most recent track that I played, by the band Warehouse is off of a cassette that it's about to be reissued by the new Bayonet Records. That cassette is called, I can't remember right now, but it's going to be out on March 3rd. They originally put it out themselves back in the summer, and Bayonet is re-releasing it. Really exciting little new record label that is led by former Beach Fossils frontman Dustin Pacer and Katie Garcia, some other really awesome artists on that label like Frankie Cosmos. Yeah, this band Warehouse, who everything they've put out so far is really, really good. So really excited for that reissue. Maybe grab that on cassette tape, you know. We've got about half an hour of the show left. I'm going to move into some more CanCon-y stuff, some more Canadian artists, as we do here on CITR. And in a little bit, talk a bit more about Fun Drive, because next week will be our Fun Drive show. And hopefully before that time, we will let everybody know what type of prizes you can get if you donate to Femme Concept. During Fun Drive, people call in to the station and give us money to do cool things like digitize our reels and make new websites. And last year's Fun Drive was going towards moving into the new station, which we still haven't done. But April, it's coming, people, it's coming. Okay, so I'm going to play a song by a band from Montreal. They're called Hand Cream. I found them off of a big compilation from Plastic Factory Records. This song is called Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man.
Thank you. Times in the back. Strobe globe. Acid didn't dissolve. Don't. 1 hour later. Smashing. Hallucination. Majority. Don't. Jason. Only it has to be laced about 7 or 8. 2 in cases. 1 just hungover. Notice how many thoughts. Ridiculous. Thinking listed for confusion. I'm gonna be confused. Stay being paranoid. Various artists. Kristen is here. Kristen isn't here. Kristen isn't here. Kristen is here. Jada thinks I'm stone. Camille's really enjoying this. Kendall is suspicious. Amy is young too. They're gonna be nice about it. Like young child's chalk. What meals tutu or cotton mouth imitation make me laugh so hard. I'm so glad my parents aren't awake for this. Ceremony, Ramona, Zach. Don't. Something from third grade, don't read. Letter QMQK. Find a way, you need to find a way. Good night anyway. Camille's getting Alicia, how? This is how. What? I'll read this. And in my mind, letting it dawn. To be the same 37 times. In the back. Jesus. Nick. What's happening? Going on. He hears a lady in the back room saying, "All right, people, hand over the money, people." It's a lady from LHS. Hall monitor. Nick, do I need to stash these? Tim, come on, Nick, come on. Nick, but Tim, no, Nick, come on. Right there, Nick has started to feel like I have no idea what I'm sniffing. It must have been laced with something, Jada. Writing, still writing.
Give it up Wednesdays 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some
just feeling
nice
you're talking that anonymous, like private body sense in your podcast.
I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes. For things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio cataclysms, half-baked philosophy, criticism, experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up. Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, FunDrive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, FunDrive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
And we're back. You are listening to FEM Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. That you just heard was a little promo for FunDrive, been talking about. And fittingly, before that, I played the show promo for CITR's Student Executive Vice President, John Q, his show, Cue It Up. And he also made that promo, the little Christmas jingle in the beginning, really, really perfect. The track that I played before we listened to those was a song called Game for Three by the Vancouver-based band Shearing Pinks. Some of you may be familiar with the bassist in that band is Sydney, and she's also the bassist in the Courtneys, who we play very frequently on FEM Concept, so it's cool. That track is off of a Hag Face Shearing Pinks split cassette tape. You can check that out online. And before we listened to Shearing Pinks, we heard a track by the band Hand Cream from Montreal, and that was Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man. So, as promised, I found a recording from the Student Special Hour Fun Drive episode from last year, which was a show that I was doing at this time last year. And I just want to play a little clip of it. It's got John in it, who is the host of Cue It Up and whose show promo I just played. We're just chatting about all the ways that you can support CITR, but I think it is better than me just sitting here telling you about it by myself. So I'm going to play that. That track was called MasterCard.
We have a CD of Mogwai's to give away.
We do. $5. Or use your MasterCard and donate. Or your Visa card. Or write us a check. Or donate online. Or run to the station right
options
now.
Options are what you're giving the people right now. And I feel musical options are what CITR as a station, a wide amount of programmers playing a disparate selection of music that you won't hear on any other commercial station.
Exactly.
Any commercial station, because we are a non-for-profit,
yes,
student-run community station.
We are. And we give support to the Vancouver music scene as well as the UBC campus and community. Jenna was one of the organizers of 24 Hours of Student Power back in, when was that?
December.
And what did you do for that?
Pretty much just recruited clubs.
I'm going to cut Jenna off a little bit there. But yeah, so If you can't be around the station during Fun Drive next week, call in. You can take part in the magic that way. You can also pre-pledge. You can donate online already. Look at me pitching already in Fun Drive. It hasn't even started. You can go to citr.ca, donate there. There's lots of different ways to get involved. CITR Student Executive is throwing a Fun Drive kickoff party this Thursday, February 26th, at the Pit Pub. Two members of our exec are in a band, and they're going to play. Their band is called Listening Party, and it's their first show ever. So you should definitely come check that out. It's going to be, I'm so excited. As well as we've got Ace Martins and CITR Music Director Sarah Cordingley is playing the drums in that band. And then we also have the band ATSI, as well as the all-girls band Tits and Bread. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Fun Drive, as always, ends with a big Fun Drive finale party, and that is happening at Pat's Pub on Friday, March 6th. We're going to do a rock and roll lottery with a bunch of different bands mixed up into new bands, and they get like a week to make new tracks. So, yeah, just lots of really exciting things. I'm gonna play some songs again, as I do here every week, normally with Erica, before I talk myself into oblivion. I'm gonna play some White Poppy, the track Maternal Moon, off of the Dorval and Devereaux collaboration. And White Poppy actually has a show tonight at Horses Records. It's called Things Left Alone to Think. It's a multimedia exhibit, and it's about, to quote Crystal, empathizing with the abandonment of objects that were once loved and cherished. It was also an outlet for an obsession with finding patterns and collecting small things. So I think that show, yeah, it's happening. The show, the exhibit itself is happening at Horses Records, but there's also a live performance tonight by White Poppy and Orkana, and there's also going to be a limited edition mixtape for sale, so that's tonight at Horses at 7 p.m. and I'm gonna play the track Maternal Moon.
Thank you. Thank you. Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
A large man wearing green pants grabbed a woman by the hair and slammed her face into the glass window of a fire extinguisher case. He pulled her head back and hit her again, continuing to do so until the glass broke. The woman sustained deep cuts all over her face and eventually became unresponsive. The man then released his grip and she fell to the floor. This is a scene from an Emmy Award-winning cartoon. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a joke? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
All right, we're just about at the end of the show here today, but stay tuned in because Radio Zero is up next, and then it's Nardwar at 3:30, followed by the news at 5 o'clock. The last two tracks that I played were, the first one was called Higher Than Above by Samantha Savage Smith, and before that it was the song Fight With My Friend by LT Leaf. Both are off of a compilation called Friends of the Pink House, which you can look up. You find it on Laura Leaf's Bandcamp. Basically, a bunch of bands recorded songs in a house that had existed for 100 years in Calgary. And the house was going to get torn down, so they threw a big party and recorded a bunch of stuff. You should definitely go check out the other songs on the compilation. It's really, really good. I'm going to leave you with a song by Jessica Pratt off of her album On Your Own Love Again, which came out at the end of January. She is playing tomorrow night at the Electric Owl with Kevin Morby and Malcolm Jack. It's an early show, so you can go and get wild for Saturday night afterwards. But Jessica Pratt is really amazing. For those of you who are fans of Joanna Newsom, I think you'd really like her. This is the song Back Baby, and I hope everybody has an excellent weekend.
I pray for the rain. You know I try to see things from your side, to leave things undefined. But where would you advise? Better generate a new design for the missing piece I have to disguise. Swallow paper with the head of that your love is just a myth that you've asked. In things like that.